Good morning. If you are interested in receiving Holy Communion at 10 a.m., please click the Zoom link below. Scroll down and see the Zoom link and click that and pause this audio right now. Welcome to worship. I have a few announcements before the start of the service. The first is that there are community announcements at the end of the service. So you want to hang on after the end of the dismissal and listen for those announcements. There are a few hymns in this service, and the lyrics to those hymns are printed below. So if you scroll down once you start the audio, you'll see the lyrics to the hymns, and you can sing along as the hymns are played. And finally, this service includes thanksgiving for baptism near the start of the service. So you'll want to get a small bowl of water and have that bowl serve as your baptismal font. As you're preparing that font, I'd like you to remember that great big copper-colored bowl that's in our sanctuary, that font of life, and how it sits between the two trees in which we find ourselves, that tree way at the beginning of creation, the tree of life, and the tree of life at the coming of the New Jerusalem, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. And remember that that river of life flows right through the heart of our worship, and so it flows right through the heart of your home and into that font that you're preparing this morning. You can pause this audio recording and prepare for worship, and when you're ready, simply resume the audio. Good morning to all of you, and happy Easter.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Thank you.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life that only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Please pause the recording as you remember your baptism. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead and remember that you are a beloved child of God, saved through the waters of baptism. The grace of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Peter began to speak to the house of Cornelius. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God appointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
This is the day the Lord has made. The second reading is from Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Word of God, word of life.
Alleluia! Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia!
The Gospel today is from the 20th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." At this time, during worship, we invite the children to participate in Word for Children. You may do that by pausing this recording and clicking on the link in the text below.
Like water breaking open, we will sing our way through grief. Feel the Spirit move on the inside. Open up our hearts and let our deep pain speak. There is freedom in our souls tonight. Like water breaking open, we will sing our way through grief. Feel the Spirit move on the inside. Open up our hearts and let our deep pain speak. There is freedom in our souls tonight.
There is a stillness to death. There is a silence in death. There is a disruption to the present and a shattering of a future. The women, the Marys, who went to the tomb had been dwelling in this stillness, in this silence, and in this shattering since Friday evening. As good Jews, on Friday night, they would have gone back to where they were staying and observed the Sabbath, sequestered, so to speak. And as they were there in their place, lots of time to contemplate the death of their rabbi, the death of their leader, the one whom they had reoriented their lives around. In addition to dealing with his death, they also had to deal with the fear of being a known associate, of one who was demonized by the religious authorities and executed as an enemy of the state. Were they going to be next? What might happen to them? do they dare risk venturing out and even being in public? In many ways, the situation we find ourselves in with this whole COVID-19 virus gives us some access to what it was like for these women on that Sunday morning. Death and the potential of death is all around us. We're afraid for our own health and for the health of those around us. There is fear and anxiety everywhere. If you watch any TV at all for any length of time, especially in the news shows, it's just an ongoing litany of anxiety and fears and concerns about the economy, about jobs, just about how or what a major disruption this is to our way of life, and a wondering about how we will ever recover or what will be life will be like on the other side of this. The future that we had just assumed was headed our way, in a very real sense, has been shattered. On that Sunday morning, 2,000 years ago, in the stillness, in the silence, faced with a shattered future, the women ventured out. Despite the fear and anxiety, they chose to get in action and to do the only loving thing that they knew to do, only loving thing they knew to do for their rabbi, for their leader, for their friend. That was to take the spices and go and anoint his body. And leaving their place where they've been staying, they walked, I'm sure, in silence and anxiety and dread, knowing that they were walking toward a place that was full of death. And the miracle of that day is that instead of encountering death, they encountered life. They encountered the resurrection Lord, the one who transformed his death into life for him, but life for us all. And it's interesting to notice the first words he said, of course, do not be afraid. Jesus knows fear. Jesus knew fear. Jesus knew the kind of stresses and anxiety and wondering and doubting and all that kind of stuff. That tendency to go and just hold yourself up and to try to just protect yourself somehow, to cocoon oneself away so that those forces of chaos, the forces of evil, the forces of sin, the forces of viruses, whatever, wouldn't get there. And Jesus says to them, do not be afraid. Almost confirming the risk they took to do a loving act, to take the risk of going out in public. And because they did that, they saw the open tomb. They saw the resurrected Christ. They encountered that the reality that death is not the end. There is life. And that love does triumph over fear. And Jesus gave them a mission. It's like, this is not the end of the story, my friends, my servants, my disciples. You must go and tell the others. And when they get in action, when they go back to Galilee, and when they are looking for me, I will be there. This is the good news for us, that in the midst of all this kind of stuff that's going on, in the midst of the heavy clouds of fear and anxiety, we know that God is with us, and not only that God is with us, but that God is in action. And God is in action doing that resurrection power, that transforming power that was made so real in the resurrection of Jesus Christ on that Easter morning. Now, I wish I could tell you that if you just have faith, you won't get the virus. If you just have faith, you won't feel lonely. If you just have faith, you won't get sick. You won't have sorrow. In essence, you won't have lows. You won't have failures. If you just have faith, there won't be death. But you know, that would just be a lie. And that is not Jesus or God's promise. Jesus, as he walked here on earth, continuously spoke about those who were poor and those who were mourning and those who were weak and those who were oppressed and those who were on the outside and those who felt lonely and those who were sick. Jesus knew them, knew how hard their lives were. But he also knew that in the midst of that, whatever they were going through, whatever that low was, that a high was available, that through God, through Jesus, whatever they are going through can and will be transformed. And so the promise is not that there isn't death, but even in death there is life. And the promise isn't that we won't be lonely or isolated, but that loneliness and isolation can be transformed into connectedness if we choose to trust. Because we always have that choice. We can give into the fear. We can get curved in ourselves, get so freaked out, and just shut ourselves down and try to protect ourselves and stay away from everything. Jesus' invitation and Jesus' promise is that if you will risk loving, then you will find the life and death. You will find the connectedness and isolation. You will find the health in sickness, you will find the joy and sorrow. You will find the highs and the lows. You will find life in the midst of all this. Dear friends, when you notice that anxiety and fear are overwhelming you, just breathe. Breathe in that breath of God. Breathe in that presence of God. Breathe in that Spirit of God. And become a prayer for the resurrection, for the transformation that Jesus promises. Let us pray. Oh God, during this very surreal time, give us hearts and minds focused on love, on loving you and loving our neighbors. And give us wisdom, because the normal ways that we would show our love to others, we may not be allowed to do, given how coming in physical contact may actually bring harm to them. So help us be wise. Help us be creative. Help us to trust your Spirit. And may through our actions and our desire to serve you, may you transform this time into one that draws us closer together. In your name we pray. Amen.
Like water breaking open, we will sing our way through grief. Feel the Spirit move on the inside.
Remember when Jesus gathered with his friends to share the Passover meal? He spoke of his betrayal, and shortly after that, he was arrested. Our hopes and the promise of our future hung on a cross with him and was buried in his grave. Today, all is new. Today, death and fear have been destroyed. Today, the impossible has become the foundation of our faith. Today we celebrate with joyful hearts the mysterious and wonderful saving acts of God. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ has conquered the powers of violence, oppression, and death, and restored in all of us the image of God's glory. Jesus has placed us in paradise and opened the gate to eternal life and the possibility of life in God's reign while we still live. And so we are bold to profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, and he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of resurrection, from the very beginning you give the church the gift of women as your witnesses, as preachers, teachers, and leaders. Open our ears to their proclamation this day and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All your creation praises you. The earth hums, the seas pulse, the stars shine, and the galaxies whirl in glorious harmonies to honor you. Let us hear and blend our voices in the song. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The countries of the world experience disunity and conflict. We set our minds on fear and greed rather than on your rule of justice and steadfast love. Build up all countries on your cornerstone of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We still weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. Cradle the fearful, the suffering, and the dying, assuring them of your loving presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless the creative and helpful service of worship leaders this day, musicians, worship assistants, preachers, readers, and all others who provide welcome and hospitality now in our digital midst. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those whose financial situation isn't great, all who are affected by COVID-19 and struggle to put food on their table. We pray for those who struggle in new positions, for Sean, Leslie, and Pia Hockle, for Matthew Holler, for Jared Betty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask your healing and your grace upon all who are ill, especially everyone who asks us to pray. In particular, Joe Latondra, Stephen Manuela's sister Debbie, Carter Sanham, and Brian Anderson's friends at Living Spirit United, especially Dennis. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to strengthen the spirits and the health of those whose immunity is compromised, especially Matthew Miller, Emily Reimer, Leland Tester, and Judy Massey. Give them the assurance that your presence and your healing are strong to protect them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, you went ahead of us into the grave and defeated the powers of evil. We remember those who have died, especially Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Albert and Velma Hulk, Shannon Hebert, Ed Cooper, Clark Hansen, Lauren Voisin, and Shirley Pepler. Inspire us to live our lives in this resurrection hope and draw us to you in our final days. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia. Some community announcements. There is a prayer meeting on Zoom in our Zoom prayer room every morning at 10 a.m. Every morning. We have a short devotion, short prayer time, and then we check in with one another and begin to carry prayer concerns of the day. That Zoom room is accessible through the COVID-19 page on our website. It's one of the very first things under Church of the Cross worship. Big thank you to Mark Yosen and Bill Ogilvy, who have structured a phone tree for us. Phone calls have begun throughout the congregation, so if you have not received a phone call and you would like to, please phone the church office. Are you having trouble connecting digitally? We're starting to put together teams of people to work one-on-one with people. You should know that lots of people are having challenges connecting digitally, and we are willing to accompany you one-on-one just where you are and get you comfortable and get your skills built up with the devices that you have. So please call the church office about that if you need some assistance. Our second annual art show will still be happening. It's going to take place online. We're opening that up to the whole community. That should be on our church sign sometime this week. But you'll be able to access it through the red banner across the top of our website. That news link will come out tomorrow, Monday morning. I want to thank everybody for sending in your offerings as you are able. Your monetary offerings do keep the church going, and we are very grateful for those of you who are able to continue giving. That keeps us going and helps us pay our staff and take care of our building. There are lots of ways to continue giving. You can use PAR, pre-authorized contribution. You can access that by contacting Laverne Rue directly or by calling the church office, actually about any of these ways of giving. We're also accepting e-transfer, offerings in the mail, and you can donate through the donate button in the upper right-hand corner of our website. Again, thanks again for all of your sacrifices and for your continued thoughts and care and offerings to the church. We're thankful to council that they are meeting weekly. They're having weekly check-ins along with their regular council meeting, and they are going to be sending out email updates pretty regularly. And if you miss those email updates, they will be posted on our COVID-19 website page, along with regular updates from Pastor Phil and myself. You should know that we're fine and we're not fine. It has been a season of loss for us. But as always, we are walking the road that is placed before us, and you should know that we're fine. We thank you all for your love and your prayers and your concern for us. Losing Phil's parents is a big blow to our family. It's a big loss for all of us, and especially for our kids who lost their Oma and Opa. But we are confident that they are feasting with Jesus, that they are arm in arm. We're very, very happy that they went so close together and that they had so very little time apart. But thanks again for all of your concern. As always, if you're having any trouble at all, the answer to all of your questions can be addressed by phoning the church office. That phone is forwarded to Diane's cell phone. She is answering the phones and directing people where they need to go. And we give thanks to God for her new ministry, for the new shape of her ministry and the way that she is rising to that challenge. And so you should know that your whole staff is here for you. Call any of us, reach out to us, email, text, call, and we promise to get back to you if we don't answer right away. God's grace and peace be with you this Easter and every day. Bye-bye.